All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, and stepping in, a friend of the Joe Show's. I know a lot of people don't feel comfortable if you say local legend, but Danny Holmes is here, and people still talk about, you know, the gigs you played and all the time you were up here. How you doing, man?
Good, good. And they all get their money in the mail for doing such, you know.
Well, listen, the last time we saw you, you and Rich Mancini were here at the Stanley. It was about 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was it was in February, because it was a celebration of the Beatles' 50th on the Ed Sullivan Show.
How did they trick you to come up from Florida to Utica in February?
They paid for my house.
There you go.
Well, Johnny Liebing had the band Plastic Soul,
yep.
and they didn't try to be like the Beatles. They just were a trio that got the energy going.
Yeah.
Well, they did a gig down in Florida for McDonald's, the corporate gig at McDonald's, from McDonald's people from all over the world. And they asked me to be the fourth guy because they know I knew all the Beatle tunes. So I went over and did that with them. And they called me up to do the Stanley Show. And, of course, Rich and I have been friends for years. And I was telling him about it. And he goes, "Oh, can I come?" And I said, "Rich, there's not five Beatles. I mean, we're not doing the Stones here, you know?" So we ended up doing an acoustic duo thing, and we Skyped each other one time and said, "You know this song? Yeah, okay. You know this song? Yeah, okay." And then we just stepped on stage, and it was just like an old pair of pajamas, in you go.
That was like you guys have been playing the whole time.
Yeah. Well, that was the fun of it. We were naturalists, you know?
Yeah.
Not that Went to Beach is nude or anything, but you know what I mean.
To each his own, my man.
That's it.
But so now, what brings you up now? You're playing Saturday night in Chittenango at the Ridge.
At the Ridge, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, I bought some stock in the Ridge. No. Jamie Notre Thomas, you know, I've known Jamie since he was 18. He used to get up on my breaks and I used to let him play, and he developed into a great talent. And he's involved with that place, and he talked me into coming up to play mostly original tunes. And I didn't know if I wanted to do it alone or not, but I'm going to come up and do it solo. I have a duo with my wife, Karen, and then Lenny, Cremo, and Tom are all going to be my band.
Wow.
And we're going to do about 75% original material and a nice outdoor theater with a big PA and see a lot of friends and see where it goes. And in order to have some popcorn for that movie, I made a 2-song CD, which is going to be a prerequisite to my full CD called Boomerang, coming out in probably next spring.
Cool. You know, I love it because you went right to where I was going to go next. So what's this new CD about? Now, the song...
Sylvan Beach.
Yeah, cool. Tell us who's on this, though. You got some heavyweights.
Yeah. I play most of the stuff, but we were lucky because, you know, the technology allows other players to play on your stuff by sending WAV files, you know, through Dropbox and stuff. We have a Jeanne Flinor, who plays with Blake Sheldon, and she's the fiddle player on it. She also plays with Martina McBride, and she played on, who's the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler's country album.
She played on that as well. And then we have Cowboy Eddie Long, who's one of the more famous pedal steel players in Nashville.
Plays
with Willie and a bunch of other people. And they were gracious enough because my producer, Gary Foster, used to run a B studio in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
And he knows a lot of people. And we might have some more guests coming up on the full album that I'm really honored to have play. But they played their butts off on this one.
All right, because now you're down in Florida. What town are you in again?
Lakeland,
Florida.
It's right in between Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah, you're kind of on the left side.
Yeah.
The West Coast.
A little closer to... to Tampa than Orlando, but
that is cool. So we'll let's listen to this first song, Sylvan Beach.
Yeah,
what's the why?
It's the story because in the middle of process of writing songs and recording them for this new album, I started thinking, really, you're in your 60s. Do you really want to do this? And why are you doing this? And I began to realize that it all infiltrated by my parents moving there when I was like in seventh grade. I worked down in the Midway at a cotton candy hot dog stand. And we saw the Lakeshore and the Forest, and remember the Seven, and Eric and the Chessmen, and the Four Sins, and bands from Cuse. And at 14, I got to watch them and listen and play and learn from them. And, me, Paul Case, and a few others, and then the Camden Boys.
Yep.
We all got together and just became musicians. And instead of hunting and fishing, and, you know, although Paul fishes.
Yeah.
But and you should hear some of his stories, too. Anyway... You know.
Yep.
So we ended up as musicians, and it stuck with us, you know.
Cool. All right, well, let's here it is, Sylvan Beach on 92.7 The Drive. We're with Danny Holmes, and you're going to hang around for a bit.
I'll be glad to.
There's a village on the east shore of a lake from space, looks kind of like a whale. It's in New York State, far from the city, to the west side of the Appalachian Trail. Frozen winters, tiny population, where the days got dark before the dinner hour. But in the summer, folks spent their vacations, and the Midway came alive with music's power. Sylvan Beach, you're in my soul. And for those of us who live there, there are stories to be told. Sylvan Beach, you're in my heart, and I never will forget you. You're the place I got my start. I was working in a rundown hot dog stand, selling hamburgers and french fries to the drunks at 2 a.m. Watching rock bands outside the lake shore, the forest or De Castro's, I can never be too sure. Head down to Eddie's, best pie to be found. We'd spend Corello money, and we felt so safe and sound. Then we'd party, sometimes sleeping on the beach, underage and unprotected, with good judgment out of reach. Sylvan Beach, you're in my soul. And for those of us who live there, there are stories to be told. Sylvan Beach, you're in my heart, and I never will forget you all the time that we're apart. Yes, you taught me my guitar.